Hello and welcome to the 13th Hour podcast. This is episode number 404. I'm your host, Joshua Blum. And today, actually, I'm going to be talking about making a picture. And it's cover art for a track that we actually started back in 402, which is called Riding a Rainbow. It's a synthesizer track, all instrumental, and it's done. And you'll actually be able to hear it at the end of this particular episode and listen to it on Bandcamp. But it is the way I decided to do the cover art for it was a little bit different, I thought, and kind of a fun thing to do. So I thought I'd talk about it here. Just as a recap of that particular track. So there was a segment in the novel I wrote, The 13th Hour, where the main character, Logan, is basically flying through the air on this magical hoverboard. He names the hoverboard Lightning. Lightning can basically communicate with him. Not exactly talk, but there's a screen in the front, and she'll flash messages and stuff like that, which he can read. It was a bit of a personality, I guess, the droids in Star Wars, right? They're self-aware. This is something that allows him to fly with great speed through the air, and there's sort of like a magical or force field slash bubble around it, so he doesn't get swept away if he if his feet come loose. And it's a sort of a silver sleek design that was influenced, I think, a lot by the ship from like the Flight of the Navigator, if you remember that movie, and the Rocketeer's rocket pack from the 1991 movie, and of course the DeLorean, which is silver as well. So there's a couple of films that really kind of influenced the characters in the book and just the writing in general and some of the stuff that's in there. But I think Logan is kind of consisting, he's a combination of a number of different characters that I enjoyed growing up. I would say one of them probably is Cliff Secord from The Rocketeer, Marty McFly from Back to the Future. I would say Alex Rogan from Last Starfighter, and probably young Indiana Jones. But I would say the overall kind of themes that come up a lot in that whole book, I would say come from those movies, like The Rocketeer, Back to the Future, Planet Navigator, as well as like The NeverEnding Story, Labyrinth, The Last Starfighter. Oh, I already mentioned that one. And a couple others I've talked about here before. So what I did is for the cover art, I decided that wouldn't it be really fun if Logan is flying for this particular scene and then sort of surrounded by some of those objects from those movies that also fly, because they could all kind of just fly together in formation. And so I thought that's what I would do. So what I decided for this particular track, when we last left off, it was kind of done. I had figured out a lead, and I had figured out sort of how I wanted it to go. I ended up adding quite a bit other stuff to it. So I added, in addition to the lead part, which is basically the 13th Hour theme, and which is the one, of course, you heard at the very beginning of, and of course, it'll also be at the end of this this podcast, bookending the podcast. And so the 13th Hour theme comes up, and it's very fast. It's 120 beats per minute. So it was originally, the song or this particular piece was originally influenced by the new wave song, The Promise by When in Rome. And if you haven't heard, if you were alive in the 80s, you probably have heard it. It's been used in a number of movies. I think it got a bit of a revival as a song, I think, after Napoleon Dynamite came out, and it plays, I think, at the end. But when I first heard that song, I kind of imagined that particular theme, and I think that was even before I'd actually written any of the 13th Hour. I maybe had some of the ideas germinating in my mind at that point. And so, as I often did with a number of different scenes in that book, and still do for other stuff, I imagined the scene first and then ended up sort of writing the story up to that point to kind of fit that and get to that part, and then, you know, wrote the rest of the story after the fact. Really, it was the music and these images that came first rather than a fully formed storyline. Anyway, that's kind of where that came from in terms of the fast pace and stuff like that. And I never actually got around to creating a music track that kind of fit that part. I mean, it was always the promise that I was hearing, but I wanted there to be a soundtrack bit for that, and I didn't have one, and so I figured that why not? And I figured also, now that I've been doing these little Patreon Dungeons and Dragons mini campaigns, that it would be nice to have a fast-paced track like this that could be used for, I don't know, a chase, a victory, an ending theme, I don't know, something like that. Something that's multi-purpose, I guess. So that's what this track was, all the stuff that kind of went into it. When I left off last time, like I mentioned, I had a lead, and then I ended up adding another part onto that and to give it some little variation. And so the lead plays, I believe, three times, and then the variation or bridge part plays twice. And then it ends. It's not a terribly long track. It's about 2.5 minutes long. So really not long at all, but short and fast. And then I thought that it needed some kind of intro. And so I added an intro, and that was what I did basically over the course of this past week. So it's been a couple of weeks in the works, basically. But what I was going for was something kind of slow and kind of like that was going to crescendo and build up to this pretty fast-paced track that had a pretty distinct and fast beat to it. But the intro, I wanted it to not have that. I didn't want there to be any clear percussion there. I just wanted it to be chords. And what I ended up doing, I came up with a slightly different melody, and that's the one that was actually, I think I had actually mentioned it in episode 402. It was slower. It didn't quite fit. And I initially thought, well, I could intersperse that in between. It just didn't work because the tempo was different, but I thought it would be good as an intro. And it was actually good, although I had to adjust. It took quite a while to actually get the right, just the right feel to it, but it did work. And you will hear that let me just actually play it right now, actually. You can actually hear it. I'll play this in the background. Okay, so you hear the rest of the track in a minute, but that particular part, as I was writing it, I realized that what I was actually doing was channeling some of these old movies that I have been talking about before. So that particular sound is a direct ode to the soundtrack to Flight of the Navigator. And it's different, obviously, but I wanted it to sound slightly similar. And it has enough, I think, differences not to be like total ripping off, like copyright infringement. I love that soundtrack from the Flight of the Navigator. It's it's like a synthesizer heavy one. It's really good, and it totally fits the feel of the movie overall, and adds a lot to it as a good soundtrack should. But I wanted to do an ode to it because I think it has a nice way of being kind of like heroic and also kind of slow, and that's what that intro is directly tying into. So that said, when I decided to do the cover art for this, what I decided was that I would do it in pixel art because, hey, that's 80s, right? And it's also pretty easy for me to do. I can do pixel art and it looks pretty good, and I think the nice thing about pixel art is that you don't have to be super exact about it. You more or less just like create a not silhouette, but you create like a picture that from kind of far away has the look of something, but then when you actually get up close, it becomes actually fuzzier. So what you want to do is kind of like create the overall kind of feel of it, and it may not actually look as good up close, ironically. But so the first thing I did was I created a background, and I did this in an animation a pixel art animation program that I have used for a number of things before. And this is called? It's on Windows. I think it's a free program, I believe. And it's called Pix2D. It allows you to create like animation pixel by pixel, or like frame by frame rather, but in pixels. And so I've done a number of things in this thing because you can add layers, which I've used here, and you can add multiple different frames of things. So it's really cool in that way. So I think what I ultimately will do is I'll try to make a music video with this to accompany, you know, a video to accompany the sound. But the first thing I did was, aside from the background, I created like a sun and made it kind of a gradient there all in pixels, is I drew the ship. And I think the ship is called Max, I think, if I remember correct. Maxian or something like that, from Flight of the Navigator. So the ship in the Flight of the Navigator changes shapes. It kind of initially looks a bit like a brain, I guess, or like a, maybe like a almond or walnut or something like half of a walnut shell. But then it changes shape to be this kind of long, elongated thing, which is still silver and sleek, but it still has a bit of that sort of roundish kind of like scalloped almond feel to it. So that was the first thing I drew and in pixel art. And I tried to get a metallic kind of sheen to it with multiple different kind of shades of gray there. Then the next thing I drew was the DeLorean, you know, the Back to the Future car, which everything is from behind. So it's kind of like third person view, like over the shoulder. And so you can kind of see like the tail lights of it. You can see the wheels kind of folded down. It's like at the end of the movie, you know, the car takes off and you can see that that little white thing. I think it was like called Mr. Fusion or something like that. I think that this is the car from the first. I think it's technically the car from the from this. It's the first one, but it's actually more appropriate for like the second one, because the second Back to the Future 2 technically has more of it in there actually flying around, but it's in the first one. And then I did the Rocketeer, of course, Cliff Secord flying through the air there. And then I also did the Falcor and Atreyu from the Neverending Story. And then last I did the Gunstar, and that one's sort of way at the top. So the last thing I kind of did was a rainbow, because the title of this track is called Riding a Rainbow. It's so called because when Logan flies through the air on lightning, the hoverboard, lightning emits exhaust that is a rainbow, because in true 80s style, you know, you have like, it basically... basically, it crafts out a rainbow, basically. Kind of like, I don't know, Care Bears or Rainbow Bright or something like that. Or numerous other things, I'm sure, that kind of did that in the 80s. I feel like that was kind of like a... I feel like that was a kind of like an 80s cartoon, like Saturday morning cartoon staple. I feel like there was a number of different rainbow things. But anyway, that's what the exhaust looks like, so I did a rainbow. So what I ended up doing for all of these things is that I drew them first pixel by pixel, and then I kind of, the program thankfully allows you to shrink sizes and move them around. So I kind of oriented them all. So it's kind of looks like a pentagon there. You got five different flying vehicles and, you know, creatures, I guess. And they're kind of all, and Logan's right in the middle. So the Logan I'm using is actually the pixel art Logan that I've used for so many things. This is the pixel art Logan that I originally made way back in college, I think. And it was originally intended to be for a 13th hour game that never got made, but I've used it for that particular it wasn't animation originally, but I've used that particular graphic for many, many things since then, in just the static 2D form. And so that's pixel art. The rest of it is pixel art. And then I imported it all into Photoshop and then cleaned it up, basically. added a little bit of some air streaks and things like that, and then smoothed out a few areas. And that was pretty much it. So I'm going to cut away to the track in just a minute, but that was just I thought it would be a fun thing to do, to show Logan with a number of his fellow flyers. They all kind of influenced the writing of the 13th Hour, and so why not all show them together? So let's actually go to the track right now, and you can actually listen to the full thing on Bandcamp at this moment. And so, of course, if you're in the Patreon, you'll hopefully hear it during one of the future campaigns. So, thank you for listening. Next week, I believe what we're going to do is my brother and I recorded a episode for the, I think it's early 90s movie, Hard Target. I believe it was John Woo's first Hollywood picture, and has Jean-Claude Van Damme. And it's a good one. It's a good time. So we recorded that. And so I believe that is going to be next week. If you haven't checked out the episode with Capes on the Couch, talking about what happens if Cleef Secourt and Betty go to like individual and or couples therapy, hey, check that out there. That's a great time. And stay tuned. I pretty much have most of the tracks ready for this next album. There's only really one left that's half done. And all these little ones were all ones that were I was meaning to do that I initially thought would be sort of little small incidental ones, but actually, you know, were actually quite significant. So this is actually one I've been meaning to do for quite a while and never got around to. So that feels good to have that done. So thanks as always for listening. I will talk to you guys in the future. Hey, a couple last minute things before you go. Thanks for listening to this show. If you liked it, you can find many more on the website 13thhr.wordpress.com, or on your favorite podcasting platform. You can often find behind-the-scenes information about this show and other things that I do on social media, such as Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You'll see links to those in the show notes. Sometimes people will ask me, how can I help contribute to the show or other things that I do? And probably one of the easiest ways is by going over to Facebook and looking up the Facebook group called 13th Hour Arts. And it's a place for not only to discuss these kinds of things, but also for you to share your own creative process and the things that you're doing that bring meaning to your life. You can also do things that are entirely free, such as leaving a review for a book, music, this particular podcast, share it with friends, subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform, email me, WriteJoshuaBlum@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your suggestions and comments. You can also leave a one-time donation over at Ko-fi, and that's ko-fi/13thhr. It's basically like a virtual tip jar, kind of like the sort of thing like a piano player might have at a bar or something like that. For a small amount, you can also leave a donation on a monthly basis at Patreon, and that helps bring new things to this particular show and to support future projects. And that's at 13th Hour Arts. It's also a place for patrons to share their own creative process and the things that bring inspiration and meaning to them. I hope by sharing a little bit of the creative process in this particular show, it gets people to cultivate that aspect of their own life and to remember that those things are important, even if you are an adult and you may not have time for it. Hopefully, by paying attention to those aspects of your own life, you can remember your own dreams and aspirations and help create a world and make a world that you want to be in. And at the end of the day, that's sort of what the 13th Hour is about. So thanks as always for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next week.